Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hi, everyone. I'm Cheryl Butler, and you're listening to the Mighty Mommy's Quick and Dirty Tips podcast, which will help make your life as a parent a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Welcome. Today's episode is number 407, 6 ways to stay connected to your child's teacher in school. Because now that school's back in session for a few months, it's a really good time to evaluate how everything in the classroom is going. Now that school's been in session for several months, our kids are definitely more comfortable with their teachers, new friends, and hopefully their more structured routines. After-school activities, sporting events, play dates, and homework are the norm now, and memories of the lazy days of summer vacation are tucked far away. Many schools have parent-teacher conferences as the first semester wraps up, so now is a great time to evaluate how things are going with your child's school life. Mighty Mommy shares 6 ways to stay connected with your child's teacher in school as we prepare for a new calendar year and the second half of the school term. Tip number 1, check in mid-year. I always made it a point to introduce myself to my kids' teachers or teaching teams at the beginning of the school year. I generally do this via an email to the teacher or team and let them know I'm excited that my child will be in their particular classroom or team for that school year. And I offer my cooperation to work together with them throughout the entire year. This includes giving them my email and best phone numbers where I can be reached. I also offer up any tidbits about my child's personality and learning style so they can glean an understanding as to why my son or daughter learns the way he or she does. Now that the dust has settled and the kids have been back in class for nearly 4 months, take a few minutes to reconnect with your child's teacher. Send an email or leave a phone message letting your teacher know that you are simply checking in and you want to touch base to see how everything's going. Chances are, no news is good news, but it doesn't hurt to keep the lines of communication open, even if just to say you're pleased with how a particular subject is going. The more you get to know your child's teacher early on, if and when a concern does crop up, you've already cultivated a relationship, which can definitely help ease a difficult situation between your child and his teacher. Tip number 2, stay involved. Once the initial back-to-school events are over, be sure and stay involved. Make a point to show up and participate in events such as the annual science fair, the school carnival, and holiday food drives, as well as supporting your school's major fundraisers. Be on time, be positive, and be prepared for school activities and meetings. Today's technological world provides plenty of opportunities to connect with your child's school and teachers. Email, websites, online gradebook programs that allow you to track and monitor your child's work and grades, and the good old telephone help you stay in touch with your child's progress and her teacher. Offer to volunteer your time in the classroom or as a chaperone on class trips. Consider donating classroom supplies or a gift certificate to a store where teachers can purchase materials for the classroom. You'd be surprised how many supplies teachers buy with their own money. And having a physical presence in your child's school community, regardless of whether it's kindergarten or high school, promotes how important your child's education and school experience is to you as the parent. Tip number 3, join the PTA or the PTO. Dozens of research studies show that when parents get involved, children do better in school. If your school has a parent-teacher organization known as the PTO or the PTA, you might consider attending the next meeting. The PTO knows what's happening with the school, who's involved, and usually plans many of the events, so by joining or even attending a few meetings a year, you'll be in the know. In addition, by being part of the local PTO, in most cases, make your kids proud of you. They may not admit it, they may even grumble, but they will feel proud that their parents are involved in improving their school's well-being. I've been involved in my kids' PTO for over 15 years now. I've made so many close friendships through the school and have met lots of students that I wouldn't have known otherwise. When I go out in the community and a student recognizes and greets me, I feel good, but you know what? My kids feel really great about that. By becoming a PTO member, you're also becoming a role model and demonstrating to your child the importance that you place on education as well as on being involved in their world. Tip number 4, social network sites. Social networks are a fantastic way for people to stay connected, and that includes teachers and parents. Teachers don't have to friend the parents of students on their personal Facebook accounts, but many teachers have created school accounts that offer the latest happenings in their classrooms, as well as upcoming events and important dates, etc. That goes for Twitter and Instagram accounts as well. If your teacher or school is on the cutting edge of social media sites, don't be shy, just join in. Even if you don't want to actively participate, you can be an observant bystander and at least be tuned in to the latest news.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.
The days are officially getting longer, and while there may be a bit more daylight, do you still feel like there isn't enough time to do things like plan and shop for healthy meals? Hungry Root is your partner in healthy living. It's the easiest way to get fresh, high-quality groceries and simple, healthy recipes delivered to your door. Take a fun, short quiz, and Hungry Root will get to know your health goals, your tastes, the appliances you use, and more. Then, they'll build you a personalized cart with all your grocery needs for the week, along with delicious recipe recommendations to put those groceries to good use. Everything from Hungry Root follows a simple standard. It's gotta taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Save hours planning, shopping, and cooking. Hungry Root delivers food you'll love. As a busy parent striving for healthier eating, Hungry Root has been a game changer for our family. Our box was filled with fresh, high-quality ingredients and simple recipes tailored to our tastes and preferences. One feature we particularly loved was the ability to customize our meals by swapping ingredients, making mealtime exciting and adaptable to our needs. Ordering was a breeze, and the convenience of having everything delivered to our door saved us valuable time. Hungry Root truly made our weekly meals easier and better, allowing us to enjoy nutritious and delicious dishes without the stress of planning and shopping. Right now, Hungry Root is offering Project Parenthood listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/parenthood to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/parenthood. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you.
Tip number 5, ask your child for input. I am a firm believer in asking your child for their direct input on how things are going to school. Sure, some kids are going to poo-poo it and either say everything's fine or simply don't want to dredge up anything that might not be going well. But chances are, if you consistently and calmly communicate with your student to find out what subjects he's really interested in and which ones might not be going as planned, you're going to uncover some interesting info about how he or she really feels. In fact, your child can probably also shed light on how the relationship between she and her teachers are truly doing. At this midpoint in the school year, if there are any personality conflicts or other sources of tension, you can reach out in a friendly manner to see if you can help course correct the situation. And tip number 6. Show appreciation. One of the easiest and most heartfelt ways to show your appreciation and stay connected to the all-important teachers in your life is to simply say, thank you. Send them an email letting them know how much they mean to your family. Or, better yet, pick up the phone and ask them to return your call. He or she will be so surprised when they call and you say, hey, you know what? I'm just calling to say thanks for all you do during the year. You can also mail a card or a note of appreciation to the school. People still love a thoughtful piece of snail mail, people. We were brought up with a mantra in my family that I have passed along to my own 8 kids, and that is, you get more with honey than you do with vinegar. Bottom line is that teachers are human beings, just like us. And the majority of people I know prefer to be treated with kindness than with sarcasm or contentiousness. If you take a few minutes, a few times a year, even a couple times a year, to let your teaching staff know how important they are to you and your family, you will be laying a solid foundation of goodwill and trust for both the difficult and rewarding times your child will experience throughout the school year. What are some ways you connect with your child's teacher in school? Share your thoughts in the comments section at quickanddirtytips.com/mighty-mommy, or you can post your ideas on the Mighty Mommy Facebook page. You can also email me at mommy@quickanddirtytips.com. Wishing you a great second half of the year with your child's school days. Thanks for listening, and until next time, happy parenting.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.